Hey, welcome to the Doorway of the Supernatural, and I'm Pastor Peter Dosak, and my co-host,
Kyron Boozer.
There you go. We're going to be talking today about what we started on last program on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the evidential language, which is a supernatural utterance. It is a language that is not known to man, and we're going to be back with that. But before we do, we've got a couple little small miracle clips I want you to watch. Stir your faith. You get ready, because what you're seeing done, you can do in the matchless name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So let's watch these miracles.
This woman could not walk. For 2 years, this woman could not walk. But now God's healed her. She's no longer crippled. Come on,
for 17 years.
17 years.
17 years. Ever since he's been born, he's been deaf. When we cast the devil out, he instantly heard, and now he can hear clearly.
He can hear now.
Yes.
Listen. From, is it both ears?
Yes.
The 2 years.
Since I was born.
Obviously, he can hear now. Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Are you very happy?
I'm happy.
You are very happy.
I'm happy.
You are very happy.
I'm very happy.
Oh, she had a problem with since she was 1 year old.
Okay,
she
in the name of Jesus,
in the name
you
of Jesus,
spirit of infirmity, I command you right now. I command you to come out.
Yo te pido ahorita mismo, sal fuera en el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
Gloria a Dios.
Si puedes repetir lo que él.
Sí, gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Since 1 year old, this girl has been totally deaf. Now God's opened up her deaf ear.
3 years ago, I fell. I've been operated 2 times. And it has been 3 years since, and I still not well.
In her back?
Yes, Ross, it's mixed up. Hurts here. Here in my leg is dormant. Jesus, ordenamos agora. No nome de Jesus, declaramos cura. Cura. E agora cura, Senhor. Cura, Senhor. No nome de Jesus. Checa agora. Faz algo que você não conseguia fazer. Move. E aí? E aí?
Hallelujah. Well, there you go. You can do that in the name of Jesus. It's not in a man. Always understand that men are just containers for the Spirit of God, and they're who God falls on, fills, and flows through. But the vessel is not the important factor. It's valuable to God, but we understand that it takes God.
Right. As you said last program, infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues, that evidence is a gift. So speaking tongues,
that's right.
You can pray for the sick. They're open to all the gifts.
Yes. I always tell people that they say, well, how do you move in the gifts? Well, as you start exercising, the Bible says in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verse 12 on down, that the good things, the meat of the word and so forth, belong to those that have exercised themselves in righteousness. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't exercise yourself in the gifts or the things that God has given to us because we are in right standing with Christ, well, those things will dwarf. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're not there. It's not that God doesn't want to use us, but they will dwarf. I was looking at how Jesus spoke with authority. I thought, you know, God, I need more authority. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, God, how can I get more authority? I mean, I've never even heard it. Well, then when you start looking at it, well, what it simply means is this: authority is matured in or grown in by you exercising it. Mm-hmm. That word exercise means to put something in action in order to receive a desired outcome. It's like building a muscle. Yeah. But if we don't exercise authority, And people say, well, you know, I prayed one time, it didn't work. Exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, you've worked out at the gym, maybe tried to press 50 pounds and had to go back to 20. And, you know, and then I just went over there and carried it off for him. But, no, yeah, right, that didn't happen. But if we're going to increase in any area, it has to be exercise. Mm-hmm. A knowledge of it is futile.
Right.
A desire to have without any action following is futile.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I've failed more times than I've succeeded, but I'm still here and I'm still doing it. And right. Hey, the few miracles I get, hey, I'm glad. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And but you have to exercise that. And just like speaking in tongues, mm-hmm. is you have to exercise it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you begin to develop that gift in speaking in tongues, it will become as common of transferring from your natural language to your supernatural language in all of the gifts.
Right.
It is just that
right.
natural.
Exactly.
It's not like we're foreigners to the kingdom of God. We are citizens mm-hmm. of the kingdom of God. So this is the norm.
Right.
And so what we see in the Bible happening in the apostles' lives and disciples' lives and other believers' lives, that is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, well, man, they're just special people. No, they're not special people.
Mm-hmm.
They are born-again people. Jesus came to be a light to those that sat in the shadow of death and darkness. Jesus was a reflection of what a righteous man could do
yep.
by faith in God.
Right.
That's why he said, the works I do, you shall do also.
Right.
He didn't just say, you know, you guys that are 5'5", you get to do it. Everybody named John gets to do it. That's not what he said. He said, everybody, that's a disciple, could do the very same thing. Now, we have to exercise ourselves. And well, what if I fail? Well, that's okay. Listen, I've sent lots of blind people back to their seat. But, praise God, now I get lots of blind eyes open.
Right.
So, you know, you just have to exercise yourself. Well, I would be ashamed. Well, get over yourself. Instruction is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You fall 7 times, you get up, start over the 8th time. Mm-hmm. One of these times, you're going to make it.
Right.
The Bible even tells us, Ecclesiastes 11, keep sowing, keep sowing. You never know what evil is going to come.
Yep.
Keep sowing. But one day, praise God, it's all going to come back. If you judge what you're doing by faith, by the wind, by the storms, by the season that you're in, you know what? You're never going to sow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to receive. You have to push past that stuff because God is in it. And you just have to find which avenue that faith is working. You try. We prove all things. That
mm-hmm.
means you have to do something. And maybe the proving process is not here. No, not this time, not this one. But that doesn't mean that you stop.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep right on doing it.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah, that's what and, it's about.
That's right. So when it talked in Acts, the 2nd chapter, Kylan, you said, they spake as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. What if somebody prays for somebody and they don't receive evidence? Did they receive the Holy Ghost or what happened?
Great question, because we see it and we pray for people.
Absolutely we do.
Receive the infilling, and sometimes there's not that right there, bam, they're speaking in tongues or sometimes they start to. And then they go, well, yeah, it's just babbling. I don't know.
Right.
And they're trying in their own mind to just.
Or they think I'm copying this person. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great question. Seek it.
Right.
You know, stay after it. You know, keep, you know,
building. Building your faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go back to the scripture. And I probably should do the very same thing that, you know, I had a tape on how to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And, you know, some of the scriptures that we talk, and I would have people listen to it that day, and then that night we would have a Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
Service where we would just lay hands on people and they get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Don Smithy one time, he asked me, and he said, you know, Pastor, I've been seeking God and asking him filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm just not getting filled. And he said, I dream about it. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, well, do you see language? He said, yeah. He said, I talk the language in my dreams. I said, what do you say? He said, Kuma Kobriso Bashila. I said, oh, really? He said, oh, I guess maybe I got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because God speaks to us once, twice in a day, and you don't hear. So he speaks. My sister-in-law went home, and she said she's laying in bed, and all of a sudden the ceiling opened up, and she saw this song sheet, and she started singing in the Spirit. And she got filled with the Holy Ghost like that.
Right.
I remember I was in the church at Phyllis and I come out of, and I was at the altar asking God to fill me with the Holy Ghost, and that's the way that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And this young girl, they just led her to Jesus right there beside me.
Uh-huh.
She got down and started speaking in tongues. I told God, you gave her to the wrong person. What, God, how in the world can you miss?
Yeah.
like a bolt of lightning, like Zeus or something.
Yeah.
But I was so frustrated because I was seeking and I just could not get filled. I was down there. They slapped me on the back. One said, you know, let it all go. And the other one said, you know, receive it. And I'm thinking, let it go, receive it. Hold on. Don't give up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was confused. And I would even go to the church after it was closed and get in the door and go in the church and ask God, be begging God,
yeah.
God, give me the Holy Ghost.
Now, do you believe you were filled the first time you asked?
No. Okay. No. Because there was no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would have run into the Apostle Paul and I said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? I said, well, I was prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, that's not the issue. I asked, have you received?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was prayed for a couple of times. Look, listen to me. Did you receive? I have no idea.
Right.
He'd say, then you ain't got it. If you got it, you know you got it.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are intimidated that when the Spirit gives them utterance that they may mimic someone
sure.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, the church I came from when I was a youngster was that, you know, if you got it, it was the cackling of the chicken, and they'd cast it out of you.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's like, I got something from the devil, I got something from somebody else, but I didn't get anything from God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, God has a great guarantee, and it gives us, man, it'll give you boldness.
Yeah.
I always like to ask people, are you smart enough to create a new language right now? No. I'd say, okay. Are you smart enough? No. So if I lay hands on you, you aren't going to get smarter all of a sudden, are you? No.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, okay. Then Luke 11:11 through 13, Kylan. Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 11, 12, and 13. Listen to the guarantee of God.
If a son shall ask for bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to that that ask him?
In other words, God's guarantee that the devil is not entering in here and your flesh is not entering in here and you're not going to mimic somebody is, if you ask me, I will not give you a serpent. Can't be of the devil. I'm not going to give you a stone. I'm not going to give you something else. What you ask me for, mm-hmm. when you ask for the infilling of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that God speaks to us, you know, out of our belly. Sometimes we just speak with the abundance, kind of like wine going into a bag. When it comes to the top, it lets out a sound.
Right.
And it may not be noticeable to anybody else, but skilled wine people know what's happening.
Right.
And so when God fills us with the Holy Ghost, that evidence that we are filled is mm-hmm. this supernatural language.
Right.
This, as it were, state of spiritual euphoria. I mean, it just possesses you. And there's nothing like it on planet Earth.
Right.
And then he tells us that if you ask me, how much more would I be faithful to you as your Father on earth would be?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't we can have something come up out of our belly, but then the Bible says that as the Spirit gave them utterance. How would the Spirit give them utterance? He might give them a thought to say something. Say, well, I've only got a few syllables. Well, just think that if you, as a son, know how to give your child, there's a reason God says child, because this is a place that we grow in. This is a place that we receive and we begin to grow, develop, become skillful in. And so God says, look, if you were a child, what would you do with your child? Well, you would start your child out. You get around people, parents that have kids. Their kids are babbling and everything like that, and they know what they're saying. You want a cookie? Okay. I talk like that, Phyllis, to say, stop your gurgling and gargling. Tell me what you want or you ain't getting. But the thing of it is, if I do that when I'm talking back to her, she can interpret.
Right.
I'm guilty. I know y'all. I heard that. Yeah. So children speak their own language, and we don't think anything wrong with it. We know that they're a child.
Yeah.
So when God gives us the gift of tongues, it says, Jesus used these phrases so many times, according to your faith, so be unto you. And I think a lot of reason that people don't receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost when they're prayed for, Kylan, they don't understand just what we're talking here. And they have never built a foundation of faith to receive. I work beside a Baptist, and I love him. He's still my friend today. But he told me, you got the Holy Ghost when you got saved. I said, okay. But then I went to a Pentecostal church, the black Pentecostal church, and they said, you need the Holy Ghost. And so the first time I got to preach for my pastor, I was preaching. I just said, you need the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know how you get it, if you get it when you get saved or you get it later, but I just know this. You got to have it. I ain't got it, but we got to have it. And so that was my theology on the Holy Ghost.
Sure,
but I was just confused.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times if we don't build a foundation of faith, go to the Scriptures and lay out a foundation of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And that you do not find the Scriptures that convince you of that faith. You either meet so that you can reason together with someone else, or you're going to stay in this unbelieving state. And there are people, it says in 1 Corinthians 14th chapter, that if there comes in one unlearned, or one that believeth not, and then it says right under that, or if an unbeliever comes in. So there's a difference between the unlearned and the unbelieving and the unbeliever. And that's the three types of people that we deal with.
Right.
So some people come in, they're unlearned, so they may talk against the Holy Ghost or, criticize or whatever it might be. And then there are people that have been convinced that it's not real. And those people are unbelieving. And so they can see it happening. They can feel the presence of the Lord, but they'll go right back and say, no, them people crazy. And we aren't crazy. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. And then the unbeliever, though, has more faith in what takes place in these places where, that they don't understand, that the unbeliever, when he comes in, he hears that stuff and he says, oh, my word, God is in this place. But the unlearned and the unbelieving are an enemy to their self.
Right.
So here we have a guarantee that when we pray and we ask God, that we can have the confidence and the boldness that if God speaks to us, he says, I give you my thoughts. My thoughts are not your thoughts, but I give you my thoughts.
Right.
So God does speak to us in thoughts. The Holy Ghost says that he'll bring to our remembrance all things that Jesus has spoken unto us.
Yeah.
So the Holy Ghost even uses things that we've known. And so he will give us a thought. And that might be the beginning of a word, Kylie. Sometimes people say, I like to get around believers when I'm in other countries. And I hear these people talking. I said, do you guys believe in tongues? They said, well, of course, Pastor. I'd say, You know, there are people that don't believe in tongues. Do you hear how these people talk? I'm thinking, okay. And their language is like, how in the world does anybody understand that?
Yeah.
So, like an interpreter, you'll say, and Jesus said, and he talked for 3 minutes. You think, hey, my knee. Then another time, you're talking for 5 minutes, and he says, yep. Okay, what did all that mean?
Yeah.
So, but when you hear other people's languages, you would not think mm-hmm. that that was a language.
Right.
Unless you've seen it coming out of a human being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this is a guarantee that when we have that, that when we pray for the Holy Ghost or somebody lays hands on us, whatever comes to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God said, I will not give you a serpent. I'm not going to give you something that you don't ask me for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to protect this, as it were, this sovereign time, this sacred time
yeah.
that I am going to move into this recreated human spirit, and I'm going to fill you.
Mm-hmm.
Be bold, be confident. I understand that it's into lands where no man has ever went, but I'm here, and I've prophesied of it, and this mm-hmm. is a fulfillment of it. You ask me, I will protect this sacred moment.
Right, right.
And so mm-hmm. it is a guarantee, and we ought to have boldness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't get smarter just because you say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, oh, there's a new language. Hey, there's a new thought.
Yeah.
No, we have to realize sometime, kind of, we have to believe that God is speaking to us.
Yeah.
And that's what he's guaranteeing us right here.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us to be dominated by fear or anything else. He wants us to be confident.
Mm-hmm.
That there are certain things that we ask God, that we move with God in, and you know what? It's never going to be the devil.
Yeah.
But the devil shuts us off by intimidation and fear.
Yeah.
And that's just a crying shame, because mm-hmm. God's got so much more, as it were, for us in the kingdom of God.
Right. A couple practical questions. Speaking in tongues. Again, it's the evidence, the utterance. Again, it can be glorifying God, all different things
yes.
it entails. It says in 1 Corinthians 12, diverse kind of tongues.
Yes.
Okay, so different kinds. Questions I've heard, and maybe somebody out there is thinking this, when I speak in tongues, will it sound the same every time? Will there be different?
No.
Will it sound different? Should I be worried about it? You know?
Well, if there wasn't a difference, you wouldn't know that interpreter was needed.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't sound different, you wouldn't know if you were speaking to yourself or you were speaking to God.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul says that I would pray in tongues, but then he says, and I would also bless in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
How would he know that he was praying and then he was blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Unless there is the ability to know.
Right.
And there is. And there are as many languages, and I'll just take as far as maybe your mind could go, that there is as many languages in the kingdom of God as there are on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:10 that there are so many tongues or languages in the world, and none of them is without significance, or in other words, every type of tongue, every type of language builds a bridge from one world to another.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about, you know, speaking in tongues, if we went to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and look at verse 1, Kylan,
mm-hmm.
Here is a place where Paul is revealing to us, and he's giving us insight. And look at go to verse 1 and let's go down to verse 3.
All right. It says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing.
So in this passage of Scripture, first of all, Paul says, he talks about maturing. I understand the mysteries. Mm-hmm. I have all knowledge. So he talks about a progressive maturing. He says, and even though I would reach the pinnacle of what man mm-hmm. could achieve, love has to be the foundation
right.
of my motivation of everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all understand that. But Paul also, sometimes we capitalize on that so much that we forget what Paul says. He says, though I speak with the tongue of men, natural dialects, but then he said, and of angels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do angels have a language?
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And if you are not graced by God to be able to interpret a sound, as on the road to Damascus, mm-hmm. some men said it thundered. I heard this and I heard that. Paul said, no, the Lord Jesus, and I was talking.
Yeah.
Now, that was God just shut up their ears.
Yeah.
And so there is a language that angels speak, and it's certainly not the language that fallen angels understand.
Mm-hmm.
God's not unveiling everything he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so would we speak to angels? Well, they are fellow ministers in the help of spreading the gospel
mm-hmm.
in Hebrews 1, 2, 3, 4. And so if they are in relationship with us,
mm-hmm.
if we are in the same ministry, would we be able to speak the same language?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would we be able to speak to demonic powers? Hebrews 4, 13, there's nothing hid from him in whom we are in relationship with. Would we be able to speak to demonic powers, whether rebuking them, breaking their power, or anything like that? If you were interceding for somebody, you were asking God to do something, God would say, son, I can't rebuke the devil. I've given you all power.
Right.
He is under your feet. I've given mm-hmm. you power over serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Well, then you would have to be able to command mm-hmm. that spirit. Now, you may not be able. Remember, it's the Holy Ghost giving you an utterance. He is working with you.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that we don't know what to do, but he takes that time and he provides a language for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are repeating what he said. Much like when Jesus said, go into this city, you see a man with a pot, and then you asked him, hey, where is the room that the master may honor the feast?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus puts a word in their mouth and they get God results.
Yep.
Jesus, the Holy Ghost puts a word in our mouth and we get results.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand that there are these worlds and we are a part of it, Kylan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to think that we do not speak to angelic beings. Now, we are not to worship them or anything, but knowing that those things take place, mm-hmm. we should be able to understand that we do. There was a time I was in a church in Bucyrus, Ohio, and I went to cast out this spirit. It was a deaf spirit. This man was deaf, and I hadn't talked to him. I just called for the deaf, and he was deaf. And I went to say, in the name of Jesus, you deaf devil, come out. And the Holy Ghost said, no, I'll take care of this one. And I said, well, you can't cast out devils. I said, the name of Jesus doesn't. He said, you think I can't use the name of Jesus? You think that I haven't inspired men and brought it back to their remembrance? You think that I can't use the name above every name?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, okay, never mind. This is not the time to be arguing this.
Yeah.
So he said, you let me take care of this. And so I started speaking in tongues.
Uh-huh.
And maybe 45 seconds or so. And he said, well, it's done. And then he told me, this is what happened. I told the man, I said, you were in the Japanese war or the Korean war, whichever one. And I said, and you were on an island. And on that island, you went deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, absolutely right. I was in a war and I was on an island and I went deaf. And I said, and the Holy Ghost has just spoken the dialect of that language and cast that devil out. And the man was totally healed.
Uh-huh.
So what was I supposed to say? Well, that's just stupid. No.
Well, that, same thing with me. When I was very young in ministry, I was just maybe a year into it, still learning, you know, and there was a demonic presence in a room we were in, and we knew it, I knew it, and I cast that thing out, I did everything and nothing, and I thought, well, I did what the Bible said, I don't know what to do, but just felt, and I just spoke in tongues, gone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I felt like, well, he helped me out because I, you know, for whatever reason, I failed at that moment, you know, in my faith or whatever, but the Holy Ghost.
You may not have known how to deal with it, but when God gives us languages, Kylan, it's like, is there an interpreter? It's not that man is speaking. It is God giving an utterance.
Right.
And there is life and revelation in that word. So when you start speaking in tongues, it wasn't just it. This is the voice of God.
Right.
And it's like the prophets. And God said, and guess what? It said.
Now, if I'd have thought that was only prayer language, I'd have been speaking in tongues. Well, you feel better. You just failed. You know,
you're all right.
No, but it was, like you said, the evidence is not confined only to edification.
No.
It is multiple.
Right. And so the other thing is, how about when we would begin interceding for each other? Or for somebody or for a problem or whatever it would be. How would you know you were interceding? Unless you would be able to interpret. And then when you are being used in intercession, it's not up to us to call the times, well, I prayed 2 minutes or I prayed 5 minutes in the Holy Ghost. No, once you give yourself over to the Holy Ghost's influence in intercession, you got to stay there till he says it's over. And so that may be why lots of people are not used in intercessory prayer, or they do not pray in the Holy Ghost for a prolonged time. The average is about 3 minutes. And the reason that is because, you know, the body and the spirit fight each other. You find that in Galatians 5, 15, 16, 17. Your body, notice you can talk all day long. You can shout all day long. You can sing all day long. Start talking in the Holy Ghost. About 2.5, 3 minutes, your jaws start getting tired. Your body is rebelling, saying, we don't want this. Give us our tongue back. Remember, it can't be tamed by any man, but it can be tamed by the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost has to deal with your perseverance of having influence and control over your body.
Right. That kind of brings us to another practical question. You'd have to go back to the last session. Could we define what gifts of tongue is and kind of broke this idea it's a prayer language completely only. And
right.
But it's multiple different things. How often should somebody pray in tongues?
I think every day. Now people say, well, I don't have time. Well, when your life is over, it takes as much time to fail as it does succeed.
Right.
It amazes me. Nobody has time to do anything except what they want to do. And so here's what I encourage people to do, and I encourage pastors to do it. And if you take 15 minutes a day, you pray about your finances, your home, your ministry, your call, your vocation in God. Take 15 minutes a day. If you don't exercise or invest in your call, guess what? It'll always just be what you can do with it. But what if God started speaking to things in your life that you had a problem with? Well, it'll be a whole new ball game. So I encourage people that they ought to pray at least 15 minutes intentionally on something.
Right.
15 minutes for finances. 15 minutes for their children, 15 minutes for protection of their household, and pastors, 15 minutes for your ministry or anybody else. And Sunday morning, people ought to be at the altar praying 15 minutes for revival, for that service. Take ownership of it and invite God in. You say, well, God's going to come in. Well, maybe, well, if the eye's got matter in it, that eye ain't going to see. It ain't going to be no good that day.
Yeah.
You know, if your nose is stuffed up, guess what? Ain't no air coming up that hole. So we just have to understand. Now, that brings us to another part, Kai and I. Let's take a couple minutes and talk about when we are praying for something. Paul said, I will bless or give thanks for my food, and you do it greatly.
Mm-hmm.
But if the people around you don't understand what you're doing, you know, it's just no use. So could Paul specifically say, Holy Ghost, give me the utterance to bless this food?
See, that's the question I had, because when I was first saved, I went right to Bible college. So I'm, you know, I grew up in Pentecostal church,
yeah.
But I went to church one Sunday night with my two of my closest friends at the college. And walking from the car to the dorm, they got in an argument about speaking in tongues. One says, I just speak in tongues whenever I want. Mm-hmm. The other guy says, nope. You got to be in a place. It's got to be conjured up within you. It's got to. They asked me, I said, I really don't care. And I know this is probably splitting of hairs, but people talk this way. And like you're saying, give me the utterance. Okay,
right.
So where are we at with that thing?
Okay. If we ask the Holy Ghost to give us an utterance, would he give us something that we're not supposed to have?
Mm-hmm. Right, no.
No, because we have that guarantee. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting to pray for something and you don't know how to pray,
mm-hmm.
Romans 8, 26, 27, 28,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Ghost will give you groanings
mm-hmm.
that you know or not aware, have no place to give a foundation to. In other words, they're totally out of this world.
Right.
And your understanding is null and void. So does he give you that utterance? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So one would say, well, I can speak in tongues any time that I want. You can, in the place of probably the evidential language.
Mm-hmm.
Because in everything, Kylan, there is a key. People will, you know, prophesy because they feel God. They've been able to discern, this is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like you have this, I don't want to say on and off switch, but you are familiar with stepping over into this language.
Right.
And so we don't have to think about it anymore. It's like our minds have been renewed to this influence
yeah.
or by the utterance of the Holy Ghost or the nudging of the Holy Ghost. So we could say, well, yeah, I could do it at will, but it's really not at will. The Holy Ghost is there giving you.
Yeah.
It's just that we have become so
yeah.
naturalized to it or so...
Yeah. Be the same with the other gifts. You see somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Does God have to tell me go pray for him, or is it just naturally in my just I'm gonna
right.
pray for you? That you're invoking a gifted spirit. You know, the
you're
Holy
right.
Spirit will. So it's the same kind of.
It's like your body. You know,
mm-hmm.
you wake, you come out of the womb, smack. You got to be taught. But okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, then you understand it. If you would get sick or something like that. You know, there are mental diseases today that attack our old people, you know, Alzheimer's, stuff like that. One of those things is that they forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can forget to eat.
Yep.
They forget to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is those people can die.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get so used to breathing,
mm-hmm.
it's just a natural instinct.
Yep.
So can we get like that? In the spiritual, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, absolutely. We can, you know, be open to God leading us to prayer, or, you know, causing us to be intercessors, whatever. But the point is that there are all of these different types of tongues that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage people to look, trust God.
Yeah.
Okay, God, I want to pray for this person.
Mm-hmm.
I know you put them on my heart, but I don't know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
God, I want Holy Ghost. I submit myself to your wisdom, your counsel, and I ask you to give me the utterance to pray about this family. Then it will come. It will not be like a language that you use speaking to yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It won't. Why? Because the directive is different.
Yep.
And you can do that for speaking churches, and many times you, as you start growing and exercising yourself in that, Kylan,
mm-hmm.
you will find that different languages open up to you in different places.
Right.
Many times I experience when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, you know, just a change
mm-hmm.
of a language for maybe 5 minutes, and then
yeah.
it'll flip to, well, why? Because that issue is done.
Yeah.
because that issue's been taken as far as it can be taken.
Right.
And you may have to stand. You know, another time you're in and you think, you know, you just start singing in spirit. You think,
right.
Well, wait a second. I was praying. Why am I singing in spirit? Well, this connected 2 weeks ago when, you know, you were praying for that family. I just need you to fortify this and give thanks. I just need for you to erupt faith in a way that you've not erupted it in your natural mind. You forgot about that family. I didn't forget about that family. And so you just start singing in spirit.
Yeah.
So we don't know where all of those are connected because it's his knowledge about it. And so I think that if people will, it's like people that say they got their prayer language. What did they get their song language?
Yeah, I was always, if you say, well, I'm singing in the spirit. Well, you're singing to yourself. What do you,
Are you doing? Right. But if somebody says, well, you know, I have my prayer language. Okay. Does your prayer language become different when you add music to it? Does it go from now praise and thanksgiving, or are you just singing prayers? And if you're singing prayers, you're praying the very same thing. If words mean anything, you're just praying the same thing. I asked a lady one time, she was a pastor, and I said, do you ever pray for a revival in your church? She said, absolutely. I said, how you pray? She said, in my prayer language. I said, really? I said, do you have a prayer language for revival? Oh, no. I said, do you have a prayer line for prayer language for problems and intercession for other people? No. I said, well, what prayer language do you have? And she said, well, the one I got when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, so that is an evidential, and so you're speaking to yourselves to edify yourself. Sound to me like you haven't been doing much for your church. And she said, oh, my God, I don't guess I've been doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But because we are so unlearned, Paul said, look, I don't want you to be ignorant. That word is stronger in the Greek. I don't want you to be stupid concerning spiritual gifts. But we have made ourselves because we're afraid. Well, somebody will get extreme and somebody, look, if you preach peas, grow in a pod, people will get crazy. And so, look, that just comes with the territory. And look, you got crazy Baptists, crazy Methodists, crazy Lutheran, crazy Catholic, and crazy Pentecostals. Everybody's got their goonies in the whole bunch. I mean, look, come on. And, well, what are we going to do? You know what? You teach them. Teach them. Do something. But don't just complain about them and don't leave them as babies.
Right.
And so, when I first got saved, I didn't go out of the house. I would just say, God, I don't want to go out. I don't want to make mistakes. And, you know, and I did that for months. God, I want to preach, but, oh, God, I don't want to make a mistake. One day he just said to me, I'd rather you fail in faith than stand here and do nothing. Now, I always started using that. You know what? If I fail a million times, at least it's in faith.
Yeah.
What I'm doing right now is nothing but unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you make mistakes? Probably, yeah. You're going to.
Mm-hmm.
But dare to believe God that if you ask him for something, he'll not give you something of the devil.
Yeah.
This, the Holy Ghost realm, Kylan, there's something sacred about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus said, you can say what you want against me and the Father. You talk about the Holy Ghost. You're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
This is a sacred thing. So God gives us a promise. And look, you're not going to receive anything. This is God's protective hand. This is the Father nature of God when it comes to this influence upon our life.
Right.
And God doesn't mess around. And, you know, we just have to realize that, look, God's there. He's protecting us. And it's going to be okay. And trust the Lord.
Yeah.
Trust the Lord.
Amen.
And the biggest thing that the devil is going to throw your way is the shred of doubt.
Yep.
Don't have to be much.
If
you don't have the right coat on. This coat, if you started pulling out a thread, pretty soon there'd be a line there. Next day there'd be a separation there. Pretty soon, it'd just be hanging on my arm. Somebody'd say, why is that guy wearing that piece of trash? Because Kylan picked it and pulled that thread out. You know, it's Yeah. It's the truth. Uh-huh. I've done that with socks. I thought, I'm going to pull this, and I think, oh, my word, my sock just meowing, and I think, oh, my God, my sock's shrinking. And look, we do that with all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Phil says, oh, don't pull it, don't pull it. Why? I said, oh, it'll be all right. Don't do it. Or she'll see, I'll see a pick on the thing, and I just want to, or cut it off. Don't cut it off. It'll fall apart. And, you know, your sweaters will unravel. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes we just do kind of stuff that is not going to affect anything. Mm-hmm. But God wants us to step out in faith. So let's step out in faith. Exercise yourself. You had faith to receive the Holy Ghost. You had faith to speak in tongues. Have faith now to experience an enlargement of God's territory and influence in your life. And I'm telling you, you'll go places where generations have never went. Mm-hmm. Places where people in the kingdom now are not going. But God has it, and he's calling us. Rise up. Mm-hmm. Sound the trumpet. Let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost wants to do. Give you utterances and use them for things. And you'll find yourself just building this deep, deep boldness and trust with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
All righty. Okay. We're going to come back Tuesday, and we're going to talk about interpretation of tongues, okay? Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just, God, ask the Holy Ghost to begin to erupt, unveil, begin to give men and women different languages, God, different types of tongues, to complete different tasks, God. God, the difference of praying for people and praying for food. I just ask, God, that you erupt them and ignite them, God. Holy Ghost, just help us be all that we need to be in your hands, that Jesus can be glorified and the kingdom can be enlarged. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, God bless you. We'll see you Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye.